Shempei Beis. We did Yud Ches. We didn't do Mishabura yet in Yud Ches. So Mishabura is a Katan Samach. So he rented out, one goy rented out his house out to another goy. So the first one still has Tvisa there, which means Sheshel Rishus Samach. But Salomar, even though he didn't actually, so Tvisa could be either he actually has something there, but saying even if he doesn't have anything there, the fact that he has the Rishus to put something there is sufficient for this purpose. Vatam. So this again, this is, we're going back to this. Chazal were making on the scribble the kita. The lamb is not because they're working for the guy. The lamb is because that creates a vehicle to fish yeshu rishus liishdam shavayus, and therefore sarchem imenu. So over here, hey maskanami the yeshu rishus liishdam shavayus sarchem imenu. So even though the Sarkar is living there, the Masker is not living there, but since the Masker has maintained for himself Rishus to use the Bayis, that was, therefore you could be Sarkar from him. If he doesn't have Tvisa, he didn't leave him any permission for himself to use it. So now the next question we have to ask is, can he be Misalikim or not? Toksmanu. Even though Stam Reskiris, when a person rents it, he gets a right for a certain amount of time. And during that time, whatever the said time of the Skiris is, the masker cannot indiscriminately ask the circuit to leave. They have to come with a valid reason why he's not keeping the terms of the arrangement, whatever it is. Otherwise, the circuit has bought the rights to be there for this period of time, and you can't kick him out. But if they made it tonight, the time of the skiris, that they could, so then you know, that's it. You made it tonight. So in that situation, we look at it, even though the circuit is there, and the circuit definitely has rishus while he's there, but the master has not lost his rishus on the property. So we're looking at the properties if there are two concurrent bialim. So Yechal Miskim, you can be sucker from the masker, filo silka adain, even though the masker has not removed the sucker. The point is the master has retained for himself some rights to use the chatzer. And that's efficient. No, when we call Malkim, Pasha the Mikolshkan, the Yachalam Nisker Mea Secher, the Cholabai Shalayakshu, this is not to preclude the being Secher from the Secher, because the Secher is the one who's using it. See, Mamish has Rishus in it. Because we use the field of Secher, Motzi Bebesu, Imrotzel Nisker Mea Master, Secher. Maybe that we could argue this is only, I can't find the Secher, will we allow you to use the real rent from the Master? No, that's not true. That even if the circuit is available, you're allowed the chachila rent from the masker. Okay. Then the Ramos said that this halacha is lav dafka, the circuit and the masker. You could theoretically have the same arrangement with a third party, with an isha or pirish. By masker, we look at the pshat that he's holding on to the schus, and this is sufficient to hold on to something which he had prior. But if a chachil, I'm going to make an arrangement with two new people, and all he's getting is tvisa, or so that's not enough. K'mash malon, the gam ishakar mahani kimishesh rishus akabonim kimishesh akabonim rishus tishdamashon. He would have tisa b'bayis. We got mazeh da'i b'sheisha b'shus l'nichu l'nichu filo loy da'i medayim l'hinich k'mavur le'el b'sif b'bayis. So you don't need to actually have him use it. The fact that he's able to use it is the potential for the rishus is sufficient for these purposes. Interesting. Okay. Right. Yeah. it's interesting. In other words, the case of the masker, you don't need to be kind of, you already own it. So in the case of the masker and the soicher, it's easy. But in the case of a third party,
that's the identical case to Bayes, right?
Right, the chor is the same case as your Bayes. I don't know why Mr. Burr is saying it's sufficient. Take a look at the Shartzi and Samachay. After the Yerabah Kosa Dafka B'Sheniach Shom, Hainu the Sirele, the Gam, behold, as if you bays, being a Dafka Kashiniach. The Loki Bais Yosef, B'Shulchan Aruch, with us, B'Shulchan Aruch, B'Kredim Shetiku, Shom, Medir Bais Shulchan Aruch, Olachu, B'Sheish, B'Shulchan Aruch, B'Chudai Mahani, Kamazem Mahani, came to where Bais Yosef Khan. I mean, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch definitely sounds like that. She has Rishus, so she hailed Rishus Lonich by Shem Dover. So the Mishabur before really glossed over this issue. Right, it's like a funny that, you know, it seems like sort of totally.
It's not that you have to have a thing in the place,
it's
that's the
kinyan
on the right
of
the place.
It's
sort of interesting,
it's
like an extra connection.
I mean, the Beis Yosef does say you need to do a kinyan. So even in this case over here, the Rishos helps. So you can do a kinyan kasev, you can do a kinyan shtar, etc. So the Mishnah Berurah over there, Pasha is going the other way around. If you did put it there, that's a sufficient kinyan. He's not saying that the only way you can do it is through by doing that. Look, that you have to understand. Okay. It's funny that the Mishnah Berurah, like, you know, sort of like.
Different emphasis on two places.
Yeah. Fine. Yutas. A chotzer she Yisrael b'un Yehudi darim ba. Ubay sechot she Yisrael eitzel beis l'shozet. V'ena besuch l'chotzer. So there's a chotzer which has the Yisrael and the Yehudi. So that's only one. So we say one and one, there's no din of schiris. Now there's a second Jew who lives, but he doesn't open up directly into the chotzer. He opens into the bais of the first Yisrael. But Cholon is Beneim. Between the two houses of the Jews, there are Cholonos. So it sounds at first glance that we're dealing with the regular issue of access, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't understand like that. Okay, let's see Mishnah Berurah. Samachay Yisrael Akum Darim Bo. But Shalomer Yisrael Echad. So there's one Yisrael and one Goy. The Bayis Echad Shal Yisrael. But Shalomer Shal Yisrael Shein. There's another house with another Jew. The house of the second Jew does not open into that chotzer. It opens up into a different chotzer, or it opens up into the mavi. So if it's two Jews in the chotzer, you have to prevent from the goy, then you have to make an eruv. One house is no shaykhut to this chotzer. She pisco the tzaraker, because its doorway and the area where it uses for the entrance, the egress, etc., is somewhere else. Came on nisher khan rak yisrael echod b'makom makom v'enatzarach shum tikkun l'taltel b'chotzer. So the Yisrael who's here does not need schiris or eruv of anything to carry in the chotzer. Now, v'shirin hakel the Yisrael hasheni also l'taltel derech aloyin on the base Yisrael zeh umishom l'chotzer Feeling the two of them were Mu'arav together, but the second Jew cannot carry on the Chatzar. So why is that? Don't tell me the pshat is, well, now you have two Jews. Now you have two Jews, you need a schiris, you have no schiris. That's not true. Because the Maisa, he doesn't really live here. He just has an access through the window. That's not enough of a presence that a Jew who would be scared to live there by himself would rely on the second Jew who has access to the chalom. So it's still a double shalashkiach. So that's when you would have the issue. But over here, so what's the problem? Then so if the second Jew can access, so then the first Jew will feel more safe because there's another Jew who goes in and out over here. So he'll become living there. He's not scared anymore. But meanwhile, so when there's two Jews living together, and then the goy, you see the potential for learning, you know, each one sort of like is mechaz the other one, that, you know, we're like a unit different than the goy. So not can we learn from the goy. When he's by himself, he will tend to learn from the goy. When he's by himself, normally he's not going to be scared. He's not going to do it because he's scared. So it's not really such a common problem. We need to solve the problem. But here's an example where he won't be scared. But the mice, he's by himself. So then he's going to tend to learn from the goy, and that's what we're going to discourage. But if there's a Pesach, it's a different story. Pesach Pesach by name is what term? So we're saying over here you need an Eruv and you have an Eruv. Right? I'm just trying to figure out. So we're saying in the case of there's a Pesach Ben Nayim, the Chabad's lesson is that the second Yisrael cannot make an Eruv to allow him to carry through this house into the Chatz. Okay. In the case of the Pesach B'nai, he could make an Eruv to allow him to carry through the house to the Chatz. Right? That's the contrast. Uh-huh. Right? Okay. So comes to Burr, and Mr. Burr says, the reason why Pesach Tuba name is Mutter is because if the Pshad is the Erev is what's going to make them generate the comfort level, so obviously we're not going to allow the Erev to generate the comfort level. But we're not precluding a need for. We don't discuss schiris in the sif. We're discussing eruv in the sif. So Mishabur is assuming that there was schiris.
Or there was, or there. Where it's not necessary because he's still yachid, and so if the Yehudi that lives there is a yachid, and so that gzera didn't apply, and the gzera that we wouldn't let the yeruv work, we also saying doesn't matter because even if the yeruv does work, it wouldn't. He's just as comfortable without the yeruv, so you don't. So there's no benefit in that gzera. Because if you're saying it's a single Yehudi, then he doesn't need schiris. I mean, if there was chiras, why in the world wouldn't the eruv work? There'd be no reason to make a zero if there was chiras. I mean, chiras works even if there's five Jews there, so why would this be worse?
Okay, stop. Let's go back and stop. We're discussing eruv, we're not discussing chiras.
Right.
We're saying like this. We have a problem. We don't want the eruv to be the source of the downfall of a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So whether the Jew, so in a situation, normally the Jew is scared. When there's chaloinus, he's scared. When there's chaloinus, they're going to let the other Jew walk through, he's going to be less scared.
Uh-huh.
So it comes that the Erev is what's making him live here.
Uh-huh.
So the meanwhile, the mice, he's living Yechidah and he's learning bad things. But the mice, the reason why he's not scared is because he's relying on the other Jew.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, is that there, in the case where there's a Pesach, right, that issue exists already whether you make an Erev or not.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason why we can't allow him to make an Erev carrying the Chatzar.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're discussing. We're not discussing whether you need Schiris or not.
But doesn't the assumption have to be there was no Schiris? Because if there was Schiris, then even if we say that this person who lived in a through a Chalon or through a Pesach lived in the Chatzar directly, it would still be fine with Schiris. We would make a gzera that there's one Jew, two Jews, and one guy. He's allowed to do schiras and make an erev. So why would we think that? It seems like here we're saying that it doesn't work. But the Yehudi that's a yachid is still considered a Yehudi that's a yachid, and they would have need schiras. It's not said, but it seems implied.
I hear. It could be true. I don't know, but we're not discussing that. That's not the issue. This is discussing Eruv, not Schiris.
Absolutely.
Right.
But it seems like it has to be discussing Eruv in a situation where the Schiris didn't occur. Because if the Schiris did occur, what's our reason for not allowing the Eruv to work? Why is this situation? Because it's making him feel more comfortable would be a reason for us to not make the Eruv work, even though...
But let's say he does Schiris, right? Let's say those schiras. The problem is, you still have a yechidi living with a goy, and he's still scared, right? But now that there's an eruv, he won't be scared. The first step is, the Jew might learn from him, but since he's yechidi, he's not going to live there, so it's not going to happen, right? The only reason why he's going to live there is because he feels safe. Why does he feel safe? Because there's this Jew going through all the time. Why is he going through all the time? Because they made an eruv. So the Erev is the source of the downfall of the first Jew, right? So, but in this case, the Erev is not the source of the downfall. He feels confident. He's going to live here. So we have other problems. So the right Rabbah will give him Musar Shmus. But regards to the Erev is not the source of the problem. So there's no reason to preclude Jew number two. If he wants to carry through the Chatzar, let him carry through the Chatzar. Make an Erev carry through the Chatzar. Now, are we still in the concern that and now we have a problem that this Jew Lamais is living somewhat along the lines of Yechidi, and therefore he's going to tend to learn from the Goy, and that's a problem, right? So we might want to address that by saying, you know what, we need Schiris, because Schiris in general helps try and alleviate that problem. So I don't know whether that's true or not. I'm not sure. I can hear argument both ways.
Right, but assuming that there was Schiris, so we're saying even though there was Schiris, which really wasn't necessary if he's a Yechidi, still we're not going to let the Erev work because we're worried that will encourage a Yachid to live with a guy.
Right.
Because he's still really a Yachid, even if there's an Erev. because making him feel safer is not making him not a yachid.
Right. That's what Shmuel is saying. It's like I mean, normally, just go back to the Sif Aleph, right? We're afraid that two Jews are also going to learn from the Goy, right? That's why we instituted Schiris,
right?
But you just said, but by one Jew, right? We're not scared about it because it doesn't happen because they're scared, right? So here's a scenario where one Jew it might talk happen.
Isn't this case even less shchiach than just one Jew? It's less shchiach for a different reason. Because now I have a neighbor whose house opens to a different chatzah, but has a window to my house. And it's a very difficult case to construct. Isn't that also less shchiach?
It looks like the Dvar Halacha is saying that there was shchiach. So the second half of the Dvar Halacha here, Bela Hotzi Kela, and that was a Kurdish court.
Right. Seb, you're right. It's lo shchiach, but over here our problem is a different problem. But that's any scenario where the Jew feels comfortable living with the goy, we're going to institute shchiras. That's like the standard logic. I'm saying practically, a case of a yachid is not going to happen. Over here, we have a new problem. We want to discuss the Erev part, not the Schiris part, and that the Erev should be the source of the downfall of the Jew being comfortable to live here. That we're not going to allow, even if it's lo shchiach, but it's the other way around. We don't want to come to Chachamim to be a source of a problem. So even if that's a uncommon case, but that we don't want. That's not your normal lo shchiach lo gozer. This is worse than your average case, because here the Tekan itself is going to be the source. Tekanus Chazal of Erev is going to be the source of the problem that the Jews can learn from a Goy. That's not acceptable. Right, so the Rosh is saying the Maisa Schiris would work. If you do Schiris, it would work. Because it's not worse than any other case. Tosus
seems to say that we still don't want to say
it. But allowing Schiris, there's a new example here. Shalom Elasas Siyuwa Layachi at the door of Malkam Akum. See, even the Schiris would still be Osir. It doesn't seem like we're discussing a case where we're going to be matched without schiris, right?
Well, no. According to
the only question is, does schiris work? Is it mutter with schiris?
But it seems like, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that the Yehudi who's a yachid himself works even without schiris. The Erev is not going to work. So he's going to be considered a yachid, so he should work with the second Jew who lives through a halon and through a Pesach. He can't carry into the chutzner, but the Jew that lives in the chutzner can, and the first half of the Bir Halacha even says, and even that Jew that was married derech alone could carry between his house. I'm asking, but the second scenario of the chur, it's only going to work.
You need schiris.
Second scenario.
Right.
If it's a dory.
Pesach ben Nehem.
Right. Because
dying over here.
No, not necessarily.
Well, then they're two. Aren't they then two?
No. What?
But then they're more of them, they're two.
But the question is, even if they're more of them, they're two. only one of them really lives in this.
Yeah, but the point is, the point of the skiras was any scenario where Jews come from living a goy, we need to create right. this incentive of living together of skiras. Right, because the Jew said, "You want to carry?" So, well, rent from the guy. Go to rent. The guy says, "What are you doing? You don't kishuv. I'm not going to rent to you." So the Jew said, "I can't carry now." They lived in the chutzner. I mean, but the chutzner was a malkum tashmish for them. So not being able to have access to the chutzner makes it very difficult to live there. So I'm not sure we're going to. So you're right. In a case where there's a yachid with a goy, it's lo shkiach. Therefore, they weren't goyzerit because they didn't need to be goyzerit. But as much as we're saying this case is he's not scared, so it goes into the regular case. When you're living with a goy, you're not scared. Now you need skiras. I'm not sure. Then the yeshiva shahakmer the impes with sur benem is osir. Even in a case where there's a Pesach, where the problem here is we're afraid that the Jew's confidence of living there will increase Ayyadeh the Erev, and that's problematic. Chof. Interesting, I didn't follow up the case, right? Time to chaz erev, yeah. Chotzer she Yisrael ben Yehudi shrim bo. Hayecholonus a psuchus mi beis Yisrael zeh le beis Yisrael zeh. Also erev derech cholonus. Alba bishahem mutorim lahotzi mi bayis le bayis derech cholonus. Harehem asurim lahotzi mi bayis le bayis derech psachim beis Yehudi ad sheyasker. So even though to go out through the front door, and then through the other front door, it means you're going through the chotzer that you have to rent. So the fact that you were able to carry from one to the other, derech chaloyin, doesn't take away the need to do it derech chotzer. You need the skiris. Okay. Svino, sheyesh bo Yisraelim rabim, v'yesh em batim yuchadim. Each one has his own room. Okay. Atzichim la'arev, so they need a rubi chateris. V'liska rishos mihirena yehudi bala svino, or la'havliya b'schara svino, finally, Abba Simon Shem Samavov Sib Bez. So you would speak out at the time of the original rental that your part of your rental is for the Skiras Makam. That's also sufficient. So Rakam and Shurimba, what to learn, Piskayim Shabbat Yisrael. So the first scenario is the case of a Chatzar. Shabbat Yisrael b'psuchim l'chatzer. The Jews' home was open into the chatzer. They make erev derech chalonis. So l'omer al yedei chalonis sheyesh b'neim chalav erev she'osu. V'kol shkenim yesh psuchim b'neim. If they have a door directly from house A to house B, for sure they can make an erev together. But still, to go out the front door through the chatzer through the other guy's front door, that you can't do. But through the front door is also a mitzvah. They have direct access, and they're more of together. So we could have argued that in this scenario, it's better than your average case scenario because the Erev, normally you can't make the Erev without the Skiras. Over here, the Erev is effective. And now they're more Erev, so now they're functioning as one. Okay, so one bias, even though it has two, we said before, one bias with two Yisraelim living in it, the Maisa, they didn't require Skiras by one bias. So the, as much as Erev works, is because you look at it as one big bias. So, Kamash, well, no, that's not true. They can't carry through the chotzer mibayis averes derech psachim because of the any yehudi until they're masker. Rasam derech aver chotzer til derech pesach sheish bein bayis the bayis muta yidei iruv shaso l'kul yama. If a direct the lashon of mibayis averes derech psachim is not clear, it means derech psachim through the chotzer. That the Mishnah Berurah is adding. But if there's a door which goes directly from house A to house B, that would be mutter. Okay, the Svina Yesh Tabotim Yerchadim. Shtarma Shiyesh Shnei Yisraelim O Yosir Shal Echem Mehem Cheder Miyuchad Achila. Each one has his own place to sleep and also to eat. Dim Hoya Oichlim B'mokim Echad. If everybody shared the same dining place, even though there's many people over there, so again, I'm not sure what "en osur" means. "En osur" over here means they don't have to be sechir from the goy. Right.
So means they don't have to make an error or spheres. They just be considered like their, and that would I guess be their error if they're eating in the same place.
Even if it's their own food, it's a little strange, no?
I mean, this is, we discussed the shaila once. You have a hotel, you have multiple rooms in a hotel, and they all share the same dining room. Do you need to make a ruba chazer? This is machloek as a poiskim. The mice of the benigas say that you do need a mishabura.
Right. And right. They're all eating the hotel's food, pashtus, right? Here they're eating their own food, I would think. This
unless you're saying because the Svina it's less of a
right bias. That's what I'm wondering.
That seems to be that the beginning of the halacha that maybe it's not really batim yuchadim or not really batim on both, that those are less real walls.
Right. I'm not sure the Mishnah Berurah right now is really addressing the Skiris issue.
Right.
He's not addressing the Erev issue. So they need to do an Eruv, and they also need to do a Skiris. So the Skiris that you're going to rent from the Bala Svina, if there are other rooms which have been given over to the passengers, which are Goyim, you need to rent from them as well, because the Bala Svina doesn't have rights to those rooms. I think we discussed this before, that the fact that he's maintaining furniture in those rooms but that furniture is there for the benefit of the passenger, not for the benefit of the, I mean, eventually it's the benefit of the masker because he makes money on it, but he's not storing something of his own there. It's all there for the renter, so he loses his rishus. But if he hasn't rented out to the goyim, so now the Jews can rent from him. And later on, when the goy comes and rents the room, the rental to the goy, being post the rental of the Israel, can't negate that this clearance that the Israel made already. As much as the Israel owned the rishus in that place, the goy that sold to the Jew already, can't sell it twice. So he's selling to the goy the right to use the room, with the Yisrael having a certain amount of rishus on it already in place. Pashas in the, you know, the just thinking it through, the fact that, you know, say in a big boat, you know, you have the staff, which they can go in all the rooms, so they're not worse than Sekhira Lakitoi in that sense. So they don't have ownership. He gave away the ownership, but they still have rishus to go in there. So when I rent the room, I rent the room, I'm sort of like renting these staff to have a certain amount of access. They become my soccer balokit. Now you can't be mavliyad into the Dmei Sekhiras. But you need to speak it out. It's not enough to be, like I said before, it's not automatic that he gets that right. And we saw this already before multiple times. Okay, let's hold it here. It's a good place to stop. Okay. Hello.
Hi, Rabbi Reingold. Welcome.
Okay. Let me call you back in about 2 minutes, okay?
Sure. This is my home number.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Who's that? Oh my gosh.
Sifi Beis is amazing, isn't it? That we encourage the Jew to become close to one of the guys in the car.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's unbelievable. The context
like,
of
yeah, I, you know.